EGAD, an actual episode about Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, for the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. The world is spinning.
I am currently playing Mega Man Extreme for the Game Boy. Even though it was released for the Game Boy Color, I believe it is actually one of the last Mega Man games to be made for the Game Boy. It's, you know, long story short, Mega Man X is a spinoff of the Mega Man series, where it goes like further into the future from the original Mega Man series. So it just like expands that part a little bit, and it kind of expounds on like the aftermath of everything that happened and whatnot and blah blah blah. I've always been a big Mega Man fan, huge fan of the cartoon and also the games as well. Even though the games, they were hard, H-A-R with a capital D, hard, you know, very challenging games. I think the reason why I wanted to do this challenge was because of one thing, and you're like, how does it tie into Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy? Well, I'm glad you asked, dear listener. It actually ties into Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy a whole lot. Case in point. So, first and foremost, the, how can I put it? Okay, I gotta make sure. Made a blind turn, which was not the smartest thing to do, and didn't kill myself. So, good job. But, yeah, so the first and foremost thing is that, obviously, again, made by Capcom, and, you know, similar to the Street Fighter game, which was kind of licensed and produced by Capcom, you know, the other thing with the Nintendo game was it was licensed by Nintendo, but produced by Capcom as well. So, kind of has that. Take that, Digital Eclipse, with your Street Fighter Alpha. Bam! Secondly, it also has the Hadouken and Shoryuken in there. And I kind of, like, had, like, a little mini challenge with myself where I wanted to play every single game on the Game Boy that had, like, an official Hadouken and a Shoryuken in there. And Mega Man Extreme is that. I don't offhand, I do not believe that the other Mega Man games from 1 to 5 has it. I'm going to strongly say no. I do not believe that they have it. I could be wrong. Spoiler alert. I have been wrong. Many times. Plenty of times. Except for ending with Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, which I can never be wrong because I'm perfect. Got it. Kind of. But, yeah, for the original Mega Man games, I do not believe that there is an Hadouken or a Shoryuken, you know, hit and move in there, unlike Mega Man Extreme. And that's something that I thought that was just so dope-alicious from the Mega Man Extreme series. And I'm going to say this, you know, I don't know if I have any Mega Man fans or purists of the game or anything, and people that are really, like, big fans of the game, but I'm going to say it. I think, you know, and again, I haven't played platformers in a good while. In fact, my first genre of choice isn't a platformer. I'm not good at the games as much. But I'll say this, and I'll die on this hill if I have to. The Mega Man Extreme series is actually slightly easier than the Mega Man series. Because with the Mega Man Extreme, it's kind of like, I don't want to say Mega Man on easy, but, you know, the hit upgrades, the weapons, you know, the weapons make bosses a little bit more easier, a little bit more palatable. It was kind of like, not like a reset or a reboot, but just, you know, its own standalone entrance. But there's a reason why a lot of people were saying, like, Mega Man 9, 10, and 11 were some of the toughest games. It was basically Dark Souls before Dark Souls. It was our two-dimensional Dark Souls that we had. So that was that. Anywho, Mega Man, at the point of this recording, I've only defeated two of the eight bosses. And it's kind of like Staccato, where before with the original Mega Man game, Mega Man X series per se, with the X series, you have all eight bosses, you have to tackle them in certain orders. One weapon, you know, is better than other weapons for certain bosses. Not in this game. The first two bosses alone, it's just definitely recommended that your standalone X Charger is more, you know, the powerful weapon. And of course there'll probably be some other weapons that will be good, but it's Staccato where, you know, you have to go against the first four bosses, which is the normal mode. You'll beat that, and then you'll beat the game after you beat the four bosses and go into, like, the side mode as well. And then you unlock the hard mode, which is an additional four bosses, an additional upgrade. So in order for me, you know, you're actually like, how does all this tie together? Well, I'm glad that you're asking. You're asking the right questions. So how this ties to me in as much as that, hey, you know, in order to unlock the Hadouken and Shoryuken, which you have to have every single item in the game. You can only get every single item in the game, such as all the heart tanks, all of the sub-tanks as well. I believe the heart tanks increase your heart capabilities. Your sub-tanks increases your ability to manage your sub. So basically the extra weapons, because they take up energy points. So it takes energy to use the sub-weapons, but your sub-tanks actually can help you with restoring, storing up different energy so you're able to use it. Also to note, it's the first Mega Man game for the Game Boy that does not include a password save system. It has an auto save system. Haha. Random fact for you. Brought to you by Frank Clement. I'm a master of those. So, it's going to be one of the biggest challenges ever. And I've done some challenging games and some challenging, I played some challenging games. But I know, like, for a fact, this is probably going to be one of the biggest ones, because there's more of an emphasis not on using what weapon to beat what boss, but just timing, understanding patterns, and most importantly, unlike other Mega Man games, even though I believe the X series is challenging, not as challenging as the original series, but if you believe in that, when, you'll have the it's more so like, I lost the train of thought. Someone just pulled in front of me. If only we can live in a world where pulling in front of someone is not deemed as an act of disrespect or, like, having someone challenge them. But, it's just a challenging proposition now, because you have to worry about timing and understanding, you know, attack patterns of the bosses. That's basically it, because the bosses hit like a ton of bricks. You know, so the bosses, they're going to get you, and they're going to get you good if you're not careful, and if you don't, you know, do what you need to do in order to build up those reserves, in order to find out what the attack patterns of the bosses are and how to attack and defeat them as well. So that's the biggest thing. So I'm all for this challenge. I did play a little bit of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy as well, and again, I'm grateful, because, like, some games, like Street Fighter 2 and also Madden, it kind of fits like an old glove. Sometimes the glove, you know, I don't want to use that. I don't want to fit like gloves. No one wants to fit like gloves, but it just fits. It fits. It's easy just to pick up and play, and you kind of appreciate those type of games the more older you get. I want to wrap it up. This has been a Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. I have to go get Gas Ola immediately. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.